From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, the power grid. We will protect it. Here's what's happening. A Mississippi woman who went on a mother-daughter trip to the Dominican Republic says she fell ill and, adding insult to injury, was stuck on a miserable return flight filled with passengers suffering from similar symptoms. What's going on there? Tracy McCraw of Madison said she wasn't the only one with flu-like symptoms on the plane home last month from her five-day trip to the Dominican Republic. McGraw's mystery illness marks the latest in a recent spate of terrifying cases on the island, including a group of Oklahoma teens who were rushed to the hospital on a senior trip in the same resort town. So far, we've counted about 8 Americans who have died in the Dominican Republic. Howard Bloom is doing some research on this for us, and in the next couple days, we'll have a report. Qatar Airways has been named the best airline in the world, according to Skytrax, which is an aircraft carrier ranking site. Some of the others: Singapore Airlines, Nippon Airways, Emirates, EVA. No U.S. planes on this list at all. Interesting. President Donald Trump has formally launched his 2020 reelection campaign Tuesday night before a jam-packed crowd in Orlando's Amway Center Arena, and quickly unloaded on the media organizations and government actors, he said, have tried their hardest with everything they had to bring down both his candidacy and his presidency. Meanwhile, the president's campaign vow to get the U.S. out of costly foreign entanglements is colliding with the messy reality of America's commitments to the Middle East, where tensions are rising between Washington and Iran after attacks on 2 tankers last week. The dilemma emerged again as the administration has ordered another 1,000 troops to the region in response to what the president says is Iran's role in the latest strikes. The government of Iran has rejected those accusations. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, with us here. John, is this going to escalate? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it depends what you mean by escalate. It's certainly the tension level is very high right now, but I do not think this is going to be another Iraq war, if that's what you're alluding to. I think that whatever happens, you know, with respect to Iran, if they're stupid enough to try to block the Strait of Hormuz, prevent more bombings of commercial shipping through, you know, the Gulf of, you know, Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, I think that the U.S. will respond. How they will respond will not be a full-scale war at all. It will be to, bomb certain installations that are related to the Revolutionary Guard. Now, if you remember, George, on the 8th of April this year, Trump labeled the Revolutionary Guard a terror organization. And so there is, you know, Salami. This is the head of the Revolutionary Guard Force. Basically, is today announced that Iran's guided missiles could take down any aircraft carrier in the Gulf. Now, that's pretty strong escalation talk. But Iran doesn't want a war. They know that any war with the United States would result in the complete removal of the Mullah regime. There would be regime change. So they don't want that. They're not going to do that. They are going to back off from what they're doing right now. And you have to remember that part of the reason that Trump backed out of the, you know, over a year ago on May 18th, 2018, of the Iran nuke deal was the fact that the Iranians had started a proxy war, you know, earlier, and with Saudi Arabia, and were unrelenting. They were hitting the Riyadh International Airport with missiles. They've hit oil pumping stations in the last, you know, few months, and most recently now interfering with shipping in the Gulf. So, yes, a small increased presence of U.S. military resources is valuable right now to let Iran know that they may think that, you know, the U.S. is at war with them by instituting these new sanctions and preventing Iran essentially from selling oil. But Trump is on the right track to be able to get Iran back to the table. As Chris Van Hollen today, the senator out of Maryland, made some statement to the effect of how much more dangerous the world is now that you know, Trump backed us out of the Iranian nuke deal. Well, the Iranians have always denied that they were working on a nuclear bomb. So basically what Hollins is saying is, yes, they were working on a nuclear bomb. But he's also saying that the way to deal with the Iranians is to stand down and to appease them, not to basically draw a red line, which is what Trump is doing now that shipping has been, you know, interfered with in the Gulf. And I think that the message to Iran now is, you engage the U.S. military, and the U.S. military will finish the fight, finish the job. And, you know, so watch what you're doing. And I think it is not going to escalate into anything more than a potential limited targeted strike, if it even comes to that.
Well, with that,
won't.
John, I hope you are right. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Generation Z suicide rate is at an epidemic. Now, these are people born from 1997 on. The suicide rate for Americans aged 15 to 24, for example, the older half of the Generation Z group, is the highest it's been since 1999, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Tomorrow, Dr. Peter Breggin will join us in news, our resident psychiatrist, to talk about why the Generation Z's suicide rate is so high. Facebook is launching cryptocurrency next year that will allow people to move money from their smartphone into a digital wallet. The currency is known as Libra, which is the social network saying that it has no special role in governing and will manage equally with a group of big companies. What's this all mean to us? Let's check in with our expert, Dr. Lauren Weinstein. I gave you the doctor title, Lauren, but what do you think of this?
I'll take any title you want to give me. Yeah, let's give our money to Facebook to manage, right? Yeah, that's, I mean, as you know, I am very skeptical of cryptocurrencies in general. And what Facebook is talking about here, we have to be a little bit careful, because when you think cryptocurrency, you tend to think like Bitcoin, with people burning up massive amounts of electricity with computers trying to mine Bitcoin. That's not what Facebook's talking about. What they really want to do is they want to become a major financial payments platform. They want to create a virtual currency, that's what this cryptocurrency would be, that's tied, it wouldn't float the way Bitcoin does, to, with tremendous variations in value. The Facebook one, this Libra currency, would be tied to various existing conventional currency values. But all the technical issues aside, and we don't really have all that much detail yet, they're not even talking about this.
Right, actually, it's kind of leaking out, isn't it?
Well, they made an announcement, but this is all for next year, you know. So it's really sort of a tease more than anything else. But if you even leave aside all the technical issues and all the monetary issues, you've sort of got to ask yourself, with all the stuff going on with Facebook right now, related to privacy and government investigations and calls for them to be broken up and all of this, is Facebook really where you want to be conducting financial transactions? I mean, given that for most of us there are already a wide variety of financial transaction platform choices. Now, that said, there are parts of the world where that's not the case and where new payment platforms are needed. But Facebook carries a lot of baggage, right? In fact, within hours of Facebook making this announcement, the regulators over in the EU were already getting pretty upset and were already saying things like, we're not going to let Facebook establish its own currency. They're not going to become a shadow banking system. They're already gearing up, and Facebook hasn't even started turning the switch yet. So I think their deployment of this is going to be interesting to follow, and based on the limited information we have, I think it's going to be a pretty rocky road.
I think so, too. Thanks a lot, Lauren. Appreciate it. Up next, the numbers lady back with us, Glynis McCants. We're going to have some fun with Glynis. She'll also be looking at the political climate, who's ahead and who will win, next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, noted author, numerologist, Glynis McCants, back with us. Glynis has your number. That's her book. Her website, numberslady.com, gets just blasted every time she's on the program. She's been studying numerology for years and believes that the knowledge is power, and when you have someone's name and birth date, well, you can discover who they really are. And she is back with us on Coast to Coast. A lot of great time to have you back, Glynis.
great to be back. How are you?
My gosh, I'm fine, but the numbers keep changing for the world.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Are we going to have a pretty good year overall?
Well, what we're dealing with, 2019 itself, I happen to love, because when you break that down, it becomes the number three. The three shines the light on things. It does promote communication. But if you'll notice, what we need to do is calm down the communication. It's like everyone's talking at each other and no one's listening. Have you noticed that?
Yep, that is so true.
That's a problem. And I think that part's going to get better. Like as we progress into these months coming up, that part will calm down when we start to actually hear, instead of chatter, we hear some truth, we hear some answers. And I think most people welcome that. So, I'm looking forward to seeing the shift that's taking place. And I like that June is a halfway point, right?
I can't believe how fast this year is going already. My gosh.
No, you're not kidding. No, this year in particular, I feel like it's been lightning speed. But I also think it's because so much information has been thrown at us. And if you're someone who pays attention, it's almost like you've got to decide what matters most. Some of us get too caught up in the headline news and the chatter that we hear on television or see on our smartphones. You've got to decide what matters most to you, especially this summer, so that you can calm your mind. That's a biggie this summer.
Glennis, to the new listeners who may not know what numerology is, it is not astrology by any means, but give us a quick little...
Let me tell you what's interesting about what you just said. Like you and I, because we've talked about numerology, we just assume people know. They don't, George.
They don't, no.
No. I go out there. I do some corporate events. I'm like, have you heard of numerology? And they all have their hands down. They're like, what are you talking about?
They think you're a mathematician or something.
Right, they do. Or a neurologist. I get that a lot.
You do get into our brains. That's true.
Numerology is a science of numbers, and the belief is, this comes from Pythagoras, he was the creator of the number system, and the belief is that everything in this universe has vibration. So that means even when you walk into a building and you can feel what it feels like, you're dealing with vibration. And this is even more true with people. And when you know people's energy, it helps you understand how to get along with them, or is it someone you might have to let out of your life? So that's where I come in. Like, I look at vibration. When you have three numbers from a name, three numbers from a birthday, those six numbers give me a blueprint of who they are.
Well, now, given that fact, later on we'll take phone calls with the folks and we'll do some individual readings. That'll be next hour. But I want to get your views on, without really delving into the political arena, but I do want to get your views on the individual. So if I throw out some names your way, can you do something? Do you know birth dates?
Yes.
Let's start with the president, who announced today he's running again in 2020.
Okay. So when we look at the president, which, of course, you can imagine he comes up a lot.
And he just had a birthday.
He did, June 14th. But did you hear a lot about his birthday? Like, I was thinking, I didn't even hear that day. I think I heard more about things that he had said on Twitter, but not so much happy birthday.
Right.
But it actually would be, right? It's a celebration. And in that date, by the way, it was 5-5, so it really was high frequency, as is his personality. So let's talk about who he is. He's born on a 5-day, and he's a 4-life path. Now, that does mean 5 is communication. They're the ones who don't want to be controlled. And then the 4, when they have an opinion, they don't like to give it up. And you've seen the strength in his opinion. He certainly holds his position. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's pretty fair to say.
I mean, if you do your research, you're going to find there are certain things he wants us to understand to be his truth, and he wants us to get it. He also has a 2 attitude, which is very sensitive. So what I always said about Trump, the hardest part about this job is realizing he cannot win over everyone. Like, he really would love everybody to appreciate him, but when you're president of the United States, there's always about 50% who don't like you. No matter what you do, right? They're just not on your side.
Well, I'm pretty close to that.
Yeah, and it's been hard for him to go with that, and that really is in his chart. But the reason he's even there and the way he's had success in his life, 1-2-3 comes from his name. When you have 1-2-3, even though I told you once before that he didn't have the birth numbers of any president before him, what he does have, 1 is ambition, 2 is the ability to convince you. Like when he's got you in a room, everyone says he's charismatic, whether they like him or they don't, right? And then he's got the number 3. That's the communicator. So that's what he has in his chart. This year has been tough. In January, when you and I talked, I said he's in a personal year of 5. I said he's going to be more outspoken than he ever was, and a lot of what he said could get him in trouble. And you must admit that has happened this year.
Oh, no question about it.
And it's documented. That's what we're living in. You know, there was a time you could say something, and whether people heard it, who's to say? But when you say it all on Twitter, it is documented. When you say it on a video, they can play it back again and again. And that is something that's hard for him. It's hard for him to keep that information inside, and I could see that in his numerology blueprint.
Now, some of the polls of recent date shows that Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders could be ahead of him right now at this point.
Right. So when they do the poll comparison, there is something going on here. And I'll tell you what I think the shift is. When you're born on a 5-day, that's very high frequency. And he has a very strong rhythm. And I think Americans get a little tired. You know, they just want something to calm down. Because I'm noticing the numbers that they're picking. Like I was looking at Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg. I've learned to pronounce that last name.
That's pretty good.
I actually looked it up. But you know what I've noticed that they all have in common? The number two, several twos in the chart, which two means peacemaker, mediator, not looking for conflict. So they're trying to calm down energy. It's not as high frequency as five, and that's why you're seeing that out there.
I got to ask you about some. So, well, first of all, back to the presidents.
Sure.
And so does it look like 2020 is a good year for him or not?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If you said, well, who's going to win? If you said that, I'd say Russia.
I'm not sure I can ask you that.
And I mean that. Until we figure out to the level of their interference, I mean, that part is in agreement. I don't know if you read the Mueller report, but I really did. I went into it because I just wanted to understand what's going on. I do know Russia played a massive role in manipulating the election. That does not put it on Trump. It's just what Russia chose to do. We have to get on top of that before 2020. And certainly before we look at anyone winning, right? We want to make sure our votes all count this time around.
Well, I think all the votes did probably count. I think what Russia probably did is they pulled out information, emails, and things like that, and then just kind of filtered it around to people.
And they did a lot of manipulation, right? They tried to plant the seeds. I heard your caller earlier, the guy you were interviewing, and he talked about Facebook. Facebook played a massive role in everything that happened, too, right?
They all do.
Yeah, we have to get, so, I think social media
has changed the face of politics.
A learning experience for us, George.
Well, it's a learning experience for politicians.
Yes, it is.
You know,
And just trying to find a way that you can't just put all the fake stuff up there and let people buy it. So since we've had some notice, let's face it, we've had this conversation since 2016. I just want to see more breakthroughs there. I like what I'm hearing. I mean, even the idea that if Russia could put the lights out in the United States, but if we have the same power, that makes me happy. How about you?
Well, we do.
And that's good news. So we're getting there. Progress is being made. And then, as I've told you, I'm excited about 2020. 2020 always represents a form of clear vision. You know, when you have the zero twice, that means the truth, it's not just subtle. It is in your face.
I mean, it's a cool-sounding year, isn't it?
It sure is. 2020, it's a wonderful sound. But I can see it, George. Like, I do see people not only coming together, but just figuring out how different are we really? Like, we've just gotten so angry. We're forgetting that we're still all from the same race, right? We're just human beings trying to have a good life, trying to have a good life for our children, financial security. Basically, what we want is the same. So we're going to have to get back to that. And I believe that's coming up, 2020.
Well, now let's take a look at something that's going on right now that could throw a little wrench into some of this, and that is we're sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. Now, on the face of it, that's not a lot of troops, but it's still 1,000 lives of our military men and women that are going out there in harm's way. The situation with Iran is tense. I would hope it would calm down, but can you run numbers on something like that?
Yeah, what I did is I like to look at, like, the leader, like when we look at who's in charge of Iran and what are the numbers in compatibility with our own president. The problem is they are not compatible. They have challenge numbers in their numerology blueprint, which means it promotes breakdowns in communication. So cooler heads need to prevail, right? In our case, President Trump, he is very outspoken. He knows what he believes, but we got to calm it down. this man in Iran, he's got the one which is competitive. He's out to win. And then he's a nine life path. When you're a nine, you often, when you communicate, can come off as condescending or patronizing. And how do you think Trump ever takes that?
Not well.
No. So that's why I'm saying his team that works with him has to just say, hey, we have to get a good result here, because if there's one thing we don't need, is a big war.
Let's talk about some fun things, Glynis, when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we are back with the Numbers Lady, Glynis McCants. Her website, numberslady.com, is available for you right now. We've got that link connected at coasttocoastam.com. We will take your calls next hour. Questions and also your personal readings, if you want. We'll do that in the hour that will zoom by as we are with Glynis. Glynis, let's have some fun here and talk about some people and see what you think about their lives and everything else. What's going on in the world that's fun these days for you?
Well, when we say fun, I mean, I do want to point out a little pattern that's happening. This month of June, people can use energy to their advantage. This is an unusual month. And I was looking at just you as a seven life path.
Is it always unusual or just this month,
no,
this year?
No, this is different. What's happening this month, the energy is repeating itself. So I will keep it simple. Let's say today, 6/18/2019, the actual day, 1 plus 8 is a 9. Now, if you just said 6/18/2019 and added that straight across, all the numbers, like 6 plus 1 plus 8 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 9, you'd reduce it to one digit, George. It's also a 9. So this month, it's like double 9. Tomorrow will be, because it's the 19th, it'll be double 1. The following day is a double 2. The following day is a double 3. When that happens, you can use the energy to your advantage. Like if you have things you need to schedule, you said you have an event on the 25th, correct?
27th. Well, yeah, we've got a luncheon on Tuesday on the 25th of June. That's
right. Well, that 25 is a 7, which is double 7. Now, are you at that event?
I'm going to be there, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a great day for you. See, that's a power day in numerology because it's not just naturally matched to the 7. It's double. It's like a double match. So, example, if someone's considering popping the question this month, or maybe you have to schedule a doctor's appointment and you're nervous, this is a month to do it because the energy is to your advantage. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to post this stuff. I'll put it up. When we're done tonight, I will add it to my numbers page. So when you go to numberslady.com, they always like to hit numbers on the menu to kind of read about their life path and their attitude. But I'm going to add this information so they can refer to it and use the energy this month to their advantage.
I know people have consulted with you about dates for operations,
yes,
and, you know, weddings and things like that. That's important, I guess, huh?
It has been huge. And what's funny, we have a lot of coast-to-coasters who call here to just confirm it. They're like, hey, McCants, I got the knee surgery. Doctor said it was going to take 6 to 8 weeks to heal. I fixed the sunny day symbol on the calendar you gave me, and I healed in 2 weeks. I get this all the time.
Why does that work?
Well, because there are energies in every day. Like the month and day reduces to one digit. The actual day is a number, and then the full date. So you're dealing with three numbers each day. When those numbers are in alignment with your own vibration, it's considered better for you. And when you have to do something big, like when you get married, obviously I picked that date when I married Charlie. You know I picked that date by the numbers to make sure it was good.
Of course you did. You interviewed Charlie that way.
Right. And that's what you do. You're picking it in the hopes of having a wonderful outcome. And yet there's some days, George, that are a challenge to you. And if you don't know that, you could end up having a really bad day, walk away depressed, going, what is wrong with me? Instead of saying, oops, it's a challenge day. Makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, today's a day to proceed with caution, so I'm going to do that, and then you can avoid the conflict. The other thing is when you have that information in the back of your head, you can turn what is a caution day into an excellent day for you. You can still get great results because we can't always control a day, can we?
Now, next year, if I'm doing this right, isn't it a four-year?
Next year will be a four-year. Yes, it will. And remember what four is. What I like is the 2020. It's not just four, because four is that solid A plus B must equal C. This is what it really is. Like right now, we're still dealing with the fog of saying, is that the truth or not? Right? When we hear fake news, is that the truth or not? Next year, it's like it's pulled off your the rose-colored glasses are off your face, and you see things clearly. And that is four energy that you're referring to.
Interesting take.
But you know what? The 00 means intuition is really strong. So you know how you've always been intuitive?
Yep.
It's a whole nother level next year.
It's just going to be magnified?
It's going to be powerful, and all those people that are in paths, the ones who feel things deeply, they're going to have a little more control over that. So it's not going to be depressing. It's going to be validating. You'll feel good about it.
Do the months change events for people? I mean,
yes,
will July be different than June?
Absolutely. And here's why. We have, like example, a personal year cycle. In your case, born 6-4,
mm-hmm.
which reduces to a 1, you add it to the world number 3. 2019 breaks down to a 3. 1 plus 3 is 4. So you've been in a personal year of 4. Each month, you have to add the month to it to determine what month you're in. So example, 4 plus 6, this month of June, you've been in a personal month of 1, which means you are full speed ahead. I don't know what you've been doing this month, but it's about getting into the driver's seat, getting things done. Is that what you have been
doing? I've been full speed ahead every month this year.
Yeah, but what's it been this month? What has felt different?
They're just all busy. No, there's really no different feeling. It's just that it never stops.
Okay, and in
this cycle, I do that by design, by the way. So it's
come on, you're really a 7. Are you really here? I think you're a hologram at this point. I don't know where you really are, George.
I'm not real, am I?
Right. Well, you know that there's this phrase where it says, "Where in the world is George?" That's you. It's like people don't know where you are.
Well, you do know the network installed the robotic talk show hosts.
But the other thing you're supposed to be doing this year, and it sounds like you are, is teaching others, like whatever that looks like. The 4 means whatever information you have learned, you're passing it now on to them. And I think that's why you also try to find the best people in their field, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're always looking for someone that you think makes a difference.
Well, how about like 1-1-2003 was when we started this?
Oh,
right, when
okay,
I replaced
start. Beginning?
That was the beginning, full time.
Okay, so wait a second, 2. Okay, very outstanding example. If I say to you, the natural matches to you are 1-5-7. That actual day was a 1 day, right, because it was the first.
Mm-hmm.
But it added up to a 7, George. So it was your day.
That's right.
It was your day to do whatever you needed. Like, that would have been a sunny day symbol on your calendar. You'd be like, yep, I'll pick that date. But you know what else it was? You had a 2 attitude. I don't know what that first show was like, but the 2 promoted you being sensitive to what was coming through the line. Very sensitive. And was this the beginning of taking over? Like, this was...
Yeah, that was the first day of the full-time gig here.
Well, and so look what you had to your advantage. You had the 2, which helped you. Not, you know, you had been a guest on the show before, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I started
you
back.
Had the ability that day. It's like saying the stars aligned with you. But that is an excellent day for you in numerology. That would not have been a great day for somebody else. That's my point.
Interesting.
Yeah. If their life path were different, that could have been a challenge day for them. But it was perfect for you.
So as people who will be calling you next hour, you know, will give you their birth dates, you get your month, the day, and the year. Is that what you want?
Yeah. What I do is when it comes to radio, I call it fast food numerology.
Right.
We can't break down everything, the names and everything. But what we can do, we take their full date of birth and the first name they go by, and that's enough for me to be able to read and help them.
And the name they go by is important because
yes.
If somebody is born Theodore, but he calls himself Ted all the time, that
that's
makes
right.
a big difference, doesn't it?
It surely does, yep. And even when it comes to, people will say to me, is it only the birth certificate name that matters? And my answer is no. The birth certificate name will give us what we call a destiny number. But the first and last name you go by today is the most revealing. Because that's the energy you put out. When you shake a hand or say who you are, it's George Norrie. It's not your full birth name. And I know you love your middle name, so I won't say it.
Oh, sure. I use R. That's it.
I like it. Yes, again, I won't say it, but I will say it's an excellent supermarket.
My middle name is Rasputin, for people who don't know.
I can't hear you.
I said my
volume's down.
My middle name was Rasputin. You believe that?
I like it.
You believe that?
No, I think it was Ralph. Am I wrong?
Yes, it's Ralph.
I said it was a good supermarket.
I don't know where the Ralph came from. The George came from my father's father, whom I never knew because he passed away, you know, when I was a baby.
Right.
But they named me after him. I don't know where the Ralph came from. They just tossed that in, I guess. But
you would think it was someone's name in the family that they would.
There was nobody in the family named Ralph. I'm gonna have to ask.
How about we move over to the royal family and baby Archie? Where the heck did that name come from?
Archie, the comic book. Who knows?
I can't imagine that's why they picked it.
How come they? How come people are so interested in the royal family?
Well,
I never have been ever.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. One, because people love the idea of pomp and circumstance. They like the idea that there are rules in place and it might be someone you could admire. But I would tell you the reason it's been kicked up a notch. Kate Middleton was the turning point, right? She's a beautiful girl. And they were young and fun, not Prince Charles. People were very upset with him ever since Lady Diana passed away.
Yep.
And then Meghan Markle. The fact that an American is now in the royal family has just turned it into full speed, like headline all the time. But I do want to tell you a beautiful story about that baby.
Archie.
Baby Archie. Because naming babies by the numbers is one of my absolute favorite things to do, George. I have done it forever. And the reason I do it, you can pick name numbers to ensure that there's a special connection in the family. It's like helping you connect with the child before it's even born. So when baby Archie was born, of course, I was eager to say, wow, what do the numbers say? And when I broke it down, remember I told you there are six numbers that make up a blueprint?
Mm-hmm.
That baby, the numbers of that baby are naturally matched and compatible to the father so completely, it's as if Meghan gave birth to his new best friend. That's how close those
two are. You help name the baby after it's born or before it's born?
No, people will come to me and let's say they have name choices because I won't name it for them. I want them to pick names, but maybe they have three options. I will pick the best one by the numbers. Okay.
Huh.
But what's fun about this baby, they didn't control this, right? I mean, they came up with a name and I was able to look at it. I actually did a whole piece with the Daily Mail, which is their top paper.
Yeah.
And we looked at what does this baby bring to the table? Here's the answer. The baby's 393 of the name. That's charisma. That is sense of humor. So we're going to hear from this child as he gets older. Archie's going to be funny. And with that first name, don't you think he needs humor? He's got to lighten that up. Because that's not a typical name, is it?
Well, you're sitting down for this one?
Yeah.
Because in September, I'm going to be a great-grandfather.
What?
My granddaughter, who's 25, I used to think of her as just a little kid, she is going to have a baby in September.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
My mother, who's 90, will be a great-great-grandmother. That's almost unheard of.
Oh, my gosh. Great-great-grandmother.
And if mom can make it to 120, she might be a great-great-great-grandmother. You never know.
But isn't that fantastic? Now, you know you have my invitation. If they want me to look at the name numbers, I would be thrilled.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Yes, please.
Her name's Ari, by the way.
Okay, absolutely. Because that, it makes the difference. Like, Lisa Gibbons is my favorite example. She was actually one of the first that did it back in 1998 when I first was doing numerology on air. She was pregnant. I helped her with the third baby name. And we are buddies to this day. That child's like 20, going to be 22 because I was born in 1997. She says, Glynis, everything you said about my child is who he is today. Like every trait you described is how my child turned out. Nathan, beautiful, wonderful kid. But that's what I'm saying. It is nice to know not only can you look at vibration and help people, but down the line you hear about it, right? You hear about the results of what's going on. And this couple, going back to the mom, they have a three in common, which is humor, but the child, this is my warning. This is what I actually said about Prince Harry and the son. When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So they got to watch it because the challenge number comes from her four with the two of them. And you know how that happens in a family that, you know, the kid and the dad are having fun and the mom's like, wait a second. So my message is pay attention with Meghan because that is a strong energy. She's a very strong personality.
Interesting. Poor Tom in his name. Every time he goes and checks himself into a room, a hotel or something, he gives his name, right? Tom Danheiser. Yeah. And they always call him Danheiser. That's what they think his first name is, Dan.
That is so
they somehow forget the Tom or they don't even hear it. And it's always Danheiser wherever he goes.
Wow. That is interesting. And you know, that makes a difference, too. When you pick a hotel room, you want it to be compatible to you.
What do you mean by that? How do you pick a compatible hotel room?
I do it all the time. If they give you a number that is not compatible to you, it can go wrong. So let's say you're a romantic couple.
You actually go through the room and pick that out?
Yeah, you know what me. What I say is, hi, like example, someone gave me a room that added up to the 8. And the shadow side of 8 is hard lessons attached. The last time I stayed in a room of 8, it was so loud outside, I couldn't even sleep. It was full volume. Yeah, so I'm aware of that. And then one time I was in a room of 5, and I told you the shadow side of 5 is drama. How about I walked in and there was literally dried blood on, a pool of blood dried on the carpet?
Yeah.
So knowing that, I will just say, hey, can we change that number? Or, gee, do you have a different number, a different floor? But I always encourage, if you're going to go on a romantic trip, you want to pick a number that is promoting that. Like the number 2 is romance. The 6 is about family. But if you're going on your own and you've got to be motivated, then a 1 would be good because it's promoting that ambitious side of you. So, yeah, picking hotel rooms matters by the numbers.
Does the number 13 bother you at all?
No, it does not bother me. Because, remember, I look at the purity of that. 1-3 is separate before it becomes a 4. So what is 1? If 1 promotes the ambition, 3 is communication, I do not fear it. But you know what I've learned long ago, just like 666, your belief system behind energy can promote trouble, can't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you're sitting there living in fear of 13 or fear of 666, that plays a role in it.
Well, you create the fear.
Yes. Well, you also are looking for it. Like you're waiting for the signs that it's a problem. But I've never been bothered. The reason I'm not bothered by 666, when you add that up and reduce it to one digit, it's a 9. 9 is the humanitarian number, but it's also the number of completion. Well, when they talk about the devil, what was he? First he was an angel, then he was a fallen angel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take that 9 and knock it down, what does it look like? A 6. So I don't fear it. However, at the same time, if someone said, would you move into a house that the address was 666? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But
I don't blame
why,
you. Why?
Because then you attract the people who do believe in it.
Which are a lot of people.
Well, more importantly, you know, we have to respect the fact there are people who enjoy satanic worship, for example.
Well, they like it.
Love
sure.
The idea of 666. So you would not want to attract that energy if that's not your truth. That's what I'm getting at.
I would avoid a 666 as much as I could, personally.
Right, right. I believe it's because of the results of what comes with that. But also, we know the message behind it. And yet I take comfort knowing that, okay, it was the 9, which was this pure spirit that fell. And that's our life lesson. All of these numbers, if you say, Glennis, what's the best number? I tell you, every one of these numbers have great traits and bad traits. So it's your job to find a way to embrace the positive side of each number in your chart.
Is there one number tainted over the other, or are they all the same?
No. Well, each one has their own deficit. Like, you know, especially being a reader as many years as I've done this, well over 32,000 readings, I can see a pattern. Like, that's my gift. I can look at a chart and quickly pick up what's going on with that person. I can tell, are they embracing the positive or negative of that pattern? But no, each number has its own story.
All right, well, let's have an interactive portion next hour, Glennis, where we'll take phone calls, questions for you, of course, but also readings if folks want that. We'll be back.